This morning we're going to be thinking about the good news of Jesus Christ and meeting new challenges. And first of all, we're going to try and match up some words with their meanings. So on the screen, you have some words, but they haven't got the right meanings with them. So first of all, can anybody think which is the right meaning there for the word apostle? Which one? So, apostle is a person, and they have a job to do. Right. Someone sent with a message, that's right. So an apostle is someone sent with a message. And in the Roman army, they were couriers, men sent ahead to bring an order from the general. So think about that in the context of the apostles in the Bible. The message they had, of course, was the good news of Jesus Christ. And they were the first ones to take that to other people, weren't they? Nowadays, we're the apostles. We're taking the good news of Jesus Christ to other people. Right, the next word is commission. So if you have a commission, which meaning do you think that might go with? The first one, did you say? Yes, that's right, yes. The power or authority given to someone to do something in particular. I know if people in the army, they have a commission. If you're an officer, you have a commission. And in the Guide Association, we have commissioners. So the people who have authority to give something or to do something in particular. Right, authorities is the next one. But people, the people in charge? Are we agreed on that one? Yes, the authorities, people in charge. Next one is churches. What are churches? Yep, groups of people, that's it. Meeting together to do something special. Right, so that includes us, doesn't it? So we're meeting together to do something special. Our gospel. What is the gospel? Anybody else? Right back there. Can I hear? Yes? Good news, that's it. Yes, the gospel is good news. Now, in the Roman Empire, it usually meant news that an emperor or general had won a great military victory. But in the New Testament, it means the good news of what God has done for us in Christ. And the last word we've got to match up is Christ, which hopefully should be fairly easy, as it's the only meaning we've got left. Right. Catherine, which one? Yes, the person sent from God as the chosen Messiah and our Saviour. He had power to change people's lives when he lived on earth, and he has power to change our lives now.